Saga Egmont presents Until Love Do Us Part by Anna Primoli and read by Patricia Rodriguez. A lawyer will do anything to win a case. Sometimes he will even tell the truth. Patrick Murray. The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. Shakespeare. Henry VI. Prologue. It was common knowledge at all the bridge clubs that mattered in the Big Apple that Jacqueline Berger hated losing. In fact, saying she hated it was perhaps too mild a way of describing the feelings of Manhattan's unrivaled queen of cards with regard to the issue. But fortunately for her, as well as for those sitting near her, the number of times in her card-playing career that Jackie had lost could be counted on the fingers of one hand. Too bad, then, that Mrs. Berger was preparing for the second resounding loss in 2 days in a row. And in all the years they'd been playing, no one could remember anything like it happening before.
"Oh, damn it all! What the hell?"
exclaimed the sprightly lady with perfectly styled white hair, making no attempt to hide her anger, and almost sending the cards on the table flying up into the air.
"What's the matter, dear? Not your night," interjected Jessica Stein immediately.
Sitting to Jackie's left, Jessica was the wife of old Judge Stein, and Jackie's long-standing mortal enemy. The animosity between the two of them dated back pretty much to the 1949 debutante's ball, and had gone down in history as the Duel of the Two Roses. It had made the Civil War look like a tea party in comparison. Of course, to look at them now, no one would ever have suspected how much venom these two influential high society ladies had spat at one another back in the day. But there you are. Once upon a time, the wives of important people had few ways of spending their time other than carrying on protracted feuds. In fact, it had been a fairly common pastime. Not to mention that once you got a taste for it, it was extremely difficult to change your behavior, especially when you were 80 years old.
"Unless my math skills have somehow forsaken me, this is the second night in a row that you've lost," added Mrs. Stein,
just so as to emphasize the exceptional nature of the event, despite the fact that all those present were well aware of it. A deathly silence descended upon the bridge table. No one dared draw breath as they awaited a response from Jackie, who surprised them all with a loud guffaw. A good part of her fame derived from her unpredictability, and it irked her not to live up to people's expectations, especially on her bad days.
"Oh, don't talk nonsense. Your math skills have always been pretty questionable. And anyway, everybody knows that I never lose twice in a row."
Her tone, superficially casual, brooked no argument. Or at least, it brooked no argument from those who were intimidated by her.
"Oh, goodness! Is your memory starting to go, my dear?"
asked Mrs. Stein with feigned concern, completely ignoring her adversary's not particularly veiled insinuation. She and mathematics had never gotten along, and the fact was so well known that it was no surprise when it was remarked upon. But where one's natural abilities couldn't take one, one's stubbornness often could. And when it came to stubbornness, Jessica Stein was entirely without equal in the world.
"My memory is in excellent health, as you know very well," said Jackie glacially. "So just admit that you've lost, then," the other retorted, "for the second day in a row."
Mrs. Berger turned to the player sitting in front of her.
"Addison, dear, did I by any chance lose yesterday?"